Sonoma County Citizens for Transparency in Government filed a lawsuit against the county at the beginning of May, claiming the Sheriff's Department did not release all the documents pertaining to the Andy Lopez case. After the suit was filed, the Sheriff's Office released a statement that there are still more documents to come.
What was provided was very, very minimal.
That's John Mutz, a spokesperson for Sonoma County Citizens for Transparency and a former candidate for Sonoma County Sheriff.
What was given to us was kind of the periphery of the investigation. Much of it was missing. And elements that were missing that are called to be released when requested by SB 1421. So it was disappointing that there weren't the entire file released.
What would you have liked to see in there that was not in there?
Well, there's so much. These cases involve hundreds and hundreds of pages and so on. Video, witness testimony, notes, the coroner's report. There's just not one part of it that is important to see. It's all of it. You'd look at it as kind of an integral puzzle. So if one part, two parts are missing, you really can't get a sense of what's happened. And this is a significant case. This cost the county a lot of money, and there are questions that continue to loom about the case.
I also spoke with Sergeant Spencer Crum, a spokesperson for the Sheriff's Department.
What's happening is there's so many records and so much of it needs to be redacted, and we're going through and finding it. And we are super committed to transparency, and we're super committed to following this law under SB 1421, that we're trying to put it out as we redact it. And had they called us and had a conversation and asked us for certain exhibits and documents, we would have certainly had a conversation with them and found the stuff they're looking for.
Are those documents going to be released, and how long do you expect that will take?
So we already did release the documents they're asking for. There were certain exhibits and diagrams and pictures that were mentioned that were in a different location that we ended up finding, and we released them a couple weeks ago. And so that's not to say there's not going to be more stuff coming out. We believe there's more stuff on all of our cases, including not on the Lopez case, but we have body cam footage, 911 calls, radio traffic on all these cases. But our goal is to get it out to the people who requested it as soon as it gets done, the work product gets done. There's one lady who has to read these reports, and sometimes they're, 500 or 600 pages long, and we have to sit there and take into account that all the witness statements or witness names, addresses, phone numbers, certain things that the witnesses tell us, or we have to conceal their identity so people can trust us later on coming down the road, that when they talk to us, that their name and identity won't become public.
One of the things they're waiting on is the autopsy report. Has that been released to them yet?
That has not. That we've located it, and we are doing redactions on it, and it'll be released as soon as we're done redacting it.
James Wheaton, a lawyer representing Sonoma County Citizens for Transparency, says his office notified the county that they would wait 15 days before serving the lawsuit to give the Sheriff's Department more time to release all of the documents they requested. That time period will end on May 24th. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.